the work is about states of mind, and the quality of what's arising as our thoughts and affections. So the rational self, and this is sort of a bit of a paradox, you know, the text offers us the knowledge that we need to draw distinctions. But interestingly, you know, we often talk about separation from what is presenting more externally, from what, you know, being viewed from what is more internal. And it is a separation, but it's a separation that looks to conjunction. So you need to be able to see the distinctions in order to see where things connect. And with the Divine Providence group, there's some really interesting numbers there that talk about distinctions in relation to what is perfect. So the greater the distinctions, the more perfect a thing is, because perfection has to do with many things working in harmony to a single end. And so we draw these distinctions. So as I said, so the rational is what connects the distinctions. So rational things are spiritually perceived. I may have given the illustration once. This struck me when I was watching a bee work some flowers. And, you know, the bee just goes from flower to flower. It doesn't see that what it does in terms of pollination, you know, has a huge bearing on the environment, and that the flowers draw from the earth, and the earth is connected in our solar system. Like it can't, you know, a bee cannot conceive of that. That's something that, so uses and functions are only able to be perceived by the rational. It's something that is human. And we know, it does say in the writings that the human begins in the rational. And this is not sort of intellectual capacity for arguing one's case or anything like that. That's a different thing altogether. This is the capacity to see uses and the interconnection of things. That is what the rational does. The rational actually draws things into a whole, into a oneness. And this is what is being developed here, you know, and this is why the things of the senses, if they are baker stuff, there's sort of like disintegration, because the self is at the center of it, the need to preserve the self is at the center of it. Whereas the butler aspect, when it's instructed, is what is able to provide sensory information that the interior natural can organize in accordance with what's represented by Joseph, which is the rational flowing in.